Amen. Let's give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ a hand. Come on, church, let's give it up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Those at home as well. For we serve a great God. Can I get an amen, somebody? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm very excited to be here tonight. Amen. Like Pastor Charlie saying, what he's been saying, and I've been saying this to myself as well. I truly believe God is really on the move, and he's getting ready to do something powerful, not only within my life, but within this city of Milwaukee. Amen. But you have to really anticipate it. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to thank God for my salvation as well, for the ministry called Victory Outreach, and also for our pastors, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene, for answering the call and giving me the opportunity and privilege to share the word of God this evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. With that said, let's get into the word this evening. As I continue within the theme and time to recognize Jesus. Tonight, I titled this message, A Time to Recognize Jesus Through Obedience, Part 2. Amen. For those that's in the house that's logged on tonight, if you haven't already do so, I want to give you an opportunity to grab your Bibles and your notebook, amen, to follow along. Amen. If you don't, for some reason, don't have a Bible handy, the scriptures will be there for you on the screen. Praise the Lord. Recently, Pastor Felipe, he had spoke about this area called obedience not too long ago. Amen. He talked about it through the book of 1 Samuel with King Saul and his disobedience. You know, we all know the story. God gave him a command to destroy the Ammonites, and he didn't do it. Amen. So I'm going to continue to preach in this area called obedience. Amen. I really believe obedience is very important. If we truly want to see miracles, signs, and wonders take place in our lives, we got to be obedient to God's word. Praise the Lord. Amen. With that said, tonight, if you grab your Bibles and turn to the book of Acts, starting in chapter 27, we're going to read verses 1 through 26, but I'm not going to read it all at once. I'm going to break that portion of scripture down. Amen. Acts chapter 27. You have the New Living Translation in front of you, but I'm reading a different translation. Amen. So it's going to be a little different. We're going to read Acts 27, starting at verse 1, all the way down to verse 12. Then we'll get into the message this evening. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 27, starting at verse 1. The Bible reads, when it was decided that we should sail into Italy, they handed Paul and some other prisoners over to a centurion of the Augustan regiment named Julius. Boarding a ship from Adrianium, we put out to sea, meaning to sail along the coast of Asia. Archicus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us. Verse 3. The next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him leave to go to his friends and be given care. The Bible continues to read, from there, we put out to sea and sailed under the lee of Cyprus because the winds were against us. Sailing across the sea off of Sicily and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. Verse 6 reads, There the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing to Italy, and he put us on board. Verse 7, we sailed slowly for many days and arrived with difficulty off Sindus. And as the wind did not allow us to proceed, we sailed under the lee of Crete off of Salmon. Verse 8, sailing past it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens near the city of Lycia. As much time had been lost, and as the voyage was now dangerous because the Day of Atonement was already over, Paul advised them. Verse 10 reads, saying, men, I perceive that this voyage will be with injury and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives. Verse 11 reads, but the centurion was persuaded more by the captain and the owner of the ship than by what Paul said. Since the harbor was not suitable to winter in, the majority decided to sail on from there. If somehow we might reach Phoenix, a harbor in Crete, facing southwest and northwest, and winter there. Let's open it tonight in a word of prayer. Right there where you at, let's bow our heads and let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Master, and I thank you once again for the honor and privilege to share your word this evening, Lord God, and I pray that we grow in this area of obedience to your word, my God. Let the word that I speak land on good for the ground and not be heard only, but applied as well to our daily lives. We give you all the praise, honor, and glories. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A little background on this story of this personal scripture that we just read. This was right after Paul had made his appeal to King Agrippa. He was getting ready to sail to Rome. He wanted to be judged by Caesar. Amen. And Paul and the sailors had made several stops along the way. You know, they were sailing to Rome to go see Caesar. Amen. And as we read in this portion of scripture, the weather was bad. You know, and it had gotten worse as they continued on their journey. Amen. And they didn't want to stay where they was at because they didn't like where they was at. They didn't want to be in the fair havens like it was saying in the portion of scripture. They wanted to go somewhere else because the place they wanted to go, it was an exposed harbor as the one at Fair Havens. Amen. As we read, the captain of the ship, they didn't want to stay there. But the Apostle Paul gave them godly advice. He advised them not to go on with this journey because they're going to suffer a lot of damage to the ship, to the cargo, and to their lives as well. Amen. But instead of them listening to Paul, they continue on the journey. And as we're going to find out tonight, their disobedience cost them everything, almost their lives. Amen. And we can all relate to this portion of scripture. Amen. A lot of us tonight been advised by Pastor Charlie and our leaders to do certain things, and some of us been disobedient. Amen. And I believe some of us tonight may find us in a place that we don't want to be. Amen. But as we learn tonight, God has mercy upon our lives. Amen. Let's go back to Acts 27, verse 10. Amen. This is Apostle Paul telling the men how he felt about the trip. He said, saying, man, I perceive that this voyage will be with injury and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives. Amen. Now, the translation that you have in front of you says different. Amen. That word in my translation, it says perceive. And that word perceive means to see, discern, observe, apprehend, comprehend, and understand. Amen. So what Paul was doing, he was discerning the situation that he was in. And he was telling these men by his discernment that he got from the Lord Jesus Christ that this trip is not going to be in their favor. Amen. And just like Paul, Pastor Charlie and trusted leaders would do the same for us as well. They'll give us godly advice. They will advise us not to do certain things. Amen. Not to engage in certain relationships. Come on, somebody. Certain jobs and certain things that could steer us away from the things of God. And we'd be just like these men in this scripture. Instead of obeying the word of God, we go by our feelings and human reasoning, and we find ourselves in a lot of trouble. Amen. I have here in my notes tonight, it says, God will place leaders in our lives that has discernment. Men and women that's been there and done that, amen. And they will give us a warning not to engage in certain things that could get us in a shipwreck just like these men in scripture, amen. Me, myself, I find myself at times being disobedient, amen. I give you an example. Many months ago, probably almost a year now, I was working for the city of Milwaukee, and in my thinking, I wanted to get another job that paid more money, and I came to Pastor Charlie, you know, and I always come to him for advice and never questioned it. I always obeyed it. But this point in time when he gave me the godly advice that I needed, I chose to be disobedient. Amen. And by doing so, I found myself with a job that made him pay a lot more money, but I was coming late to services. Amen. It was taking a lot of my time, and it went from praying to skipping out on prayer on days, and it was leading me to the wrong way, to the wrong things, amen. And just like these men in the scripture, it was the same thing. God was trying to do something in their lives through the Apostle Paul, but instead of them being obedient, they did the opposite. And as we're going to continue to read, we're going to find out they got themselves in a lot of danger, amen. We, just like the men in the scripture, would choose to be disobedient, you know, for whatever reason may be. In the long run, we'll find ourselves in a whole lot of mess, amen. That's why it's very important that we take heed to the word of God and to listen to what our leaders have to say. Amen. Because they are people after God's own heart. And they want to see us live a blessed life. They don't want to see us like these men in this portion of scripture in a shipwreck. But when we don't do it, we can find ourselves in a lot of trouble. Amen. You don't have to turn there, but Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5-6 reads, it says, trust in the Lord with some of your heart. No, it said with all your heart. And do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will direct your paths. Amen. But he can't direct our paths if we're being disobedient. Amen. See, I have here, leaning on our own understanding will get us in so much trouble. Amen. And God wants to avoid us to get into trouble, but if we don't be obedient on our part, his hands is tied. Amen. I have here, obedience will keep you and I from getting ourselves into trouble. If these men would just took heed to the word that Apostle Paul gave them, they could have saved themselves a lot of trouble. Amen. But through God's mercy, God, and we're going to see eventually, he's going to turn that situation around for their favor. Praise the Lord. Now let's continue to read in verse 13. In the same chapter, Acts, verses 13 through 17. It says here, when a south wind blew gently, supposing that they had obtained the necessary conditions, they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Verse 14. But soon afterward, a tempestuous wind swept through, called the Eurocodon. When the ship was overpowered and could not heed into the wind, we let her drift. Verse 16 reads, drifting under the lee of an island called Claudia, we could scarcely secure the rowboat. When they had hoisted aboard, they used ropes to undergird the ship. And fearing that they might run aground on the sand of Sardis, they let down the mast and so were driven. Amen. Now, at this point, the sailors really thought they could make the trip. Amen. Even after Paul advised them not to do that, to take the trip, that it was impossible, they still believed that they was going to make it. Amen. And they were deceived. I really believe that. And I have here in my notes, it says, Satan will deceive you and I into thinking that we can make it in life doing things our way. Amen. We may be able to do that for a season or two, but eventually that season will run out. Amen. I've seen it too many times, and men and women life, they come into church. You know, they lead a church and they get a job and get into a relationship and they be doing good, working and everything going smooth. But eventually they will all find out that it is going to come to an end. And we're going to find out, just like hearing the story, the sailors are going to find out that same truth. They're going to find themselves in a lot of trouble. Amen. That's why it's very important that we stay humble and teachable. Amen. God didn't save us to see us just wandering life, living a life with no purpose in the things of God. Amen. God has done too much for you and I to be where we're at this evening. Amen. That's why it's very important that we learn how to come under our leaders and learn how to follow. Amen. God wants to bring blessings upon our lives. But when this area called obedience is not strong in our lives, that gives enemy access into our lives. And eventually it will drive us further and further and further away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I know this area too well. That's why I'm grateful for God's mercy and where he has me at this evening. I know that God is doing a work within my life. And it's only because of obedience. Amen. We can see through the life of Pastor Charlie, Pastor Felipe, and others, when a person is truly obedient to God, God is able to change their life and bless their life in a tremendous way. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when we now obedient, God's hands are tied. And he keep his blessings from being poured upon our lives. Amen. Let's continue to read in verse 18. It says here, when we were violently tossed by the storm, the next day they threw cargo overboard. See what they're doing? Everything that Apostle Paul told them that was going to happen, now we see it being unfolded. Amen. Verse 19 reads, on the third day, we threw the tackle of the ship overboard with our own hands. Verse 20. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and no small storm was upon us, all hope that we should be saved was lost. Amen. After they had long estranged from food, Paul stood in their midst and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have set sail from Crete, incurring this injury and loss. Amen. Now, in this portion of Scripture, the Apostle Paul, he wasn't poking fun at them. He wasn't making fun at them. We had to understand that they put his life in danger. Amen. God used them, and he gave them the wisdom that they needed to apply. They didn't apply it. Amen. These men were very selfish, and they act. Amen. And we could be just like the men, not considering the lives of others, that our decisions could be affected. That's why it's very important that we not just be obedient for ourselves, but also for the lives of those God has tied to our lives. Amen. And it doesn't say in the scripture, but I read in commentary, there was a lot of people on the ship. It was over 200 and something people on the ship. See, these men didn't consider the lives of those people that they was in care of. And that's the same thing with us. When we're not obedient to God's word, when we're being led by our emotion, our feelings, we're not even considering our own loved ones. Think about that. Family members, mothers and fathers and kids that God wants to use us to reach for their honor, for his honor and glory. When we make decisions to be disobedient, we are keeping their blessings from being bestowed upon their lives as well. Amen. That's heavy. And when I was studying it touched my heart. These men wanted to go to a place that weren't about a ship. When they had the Apostle Paul and others on their ship, they should be more care of the souls. Amen. And that should be our thinking as well. Amen. We make our decisions in life, consider the souls that God wants to use us to save. Amen. Now, as we read, we witnessed everything Paul had told his men that was going to happen. Amen. Now, that sounds familiar. When our leaders give direction, when they tell us don't take that job or don't go in that direction, things could happen. Amen. And it's messed up, but that's the way we choose to be at times. Amen. The sailors was doing everything Paul said would do to the T. Amen. As we see, their unwise decisions was coming back to haunt them. Amen. And I have here in my notes, everything God will warn you and I about will happen in due time. Disobedience will only lead you and I into trouble. Amen. It cannot bless us. You know, Pastor says a lot, God don't bless no mess. Amen. In other words, God don't bless disobedience. Amen. That's why we have to learn to be obedient, even when it don't make any sense at all. Amen. As we did in the world, and God gave me a point that it really blew me away. You know, and this point is, everything God is asking us to do, he already seen us done it before God stepped into our lives. Amen. Every area, giving, he saw us giving 110%, finances, time, our lives to the things of the world. Amen. Gifts that we had. He saw us give all these things to the world. So now that he saved us and set us free, he wants us to do the same for his honor and glory. Amen. He's not asking us to do anything new as far as giving. Amen. Worship, and we wish to worship in the world. Singing worldly songs. Amen. Doing all this stuff that God wants to do. Amen. Well, he's not asking us to do anything new. What he asks us to do is for a new God. Amen. That's why it's very important. Don't allow human reasoning and understanding to keep us from the blessings of God. Amen. I have a question here tonight. And the question is, how many of us are truly grateful for God's mercy on our lives? Amen. I'm very grateful. I could be dead. I could be lost. I could be still out there running with the devil. Amen. But through God's mercy, I find myself in the house of God tonight. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise. Come on. That's right. If you're grateful for the mercy upon our lives. And as we're going to read, God also had mercy on his men in this portion of scripture. Amen. Let's continue to read in verse 22. The Bible reads, verse 22, the Apostle Paul speaking, but now I advise you to take courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. There go God mercy right there. The Bible continues to read, for there stood by me this night the angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And look, God has given you all those who sail with you. Verse 25, therefore, men, take courage, for I believe God that it will be exactly as was told to me. Nevertheless, we must be shipwrecked on a certain island. Amen. Amen. In other words, that says, nevertheless, there are going to be consequences for their actions. Amen. Now, at this point, as we see the sailors, they lost everything. Cargo, they lost time. Amen. They lost almost everything except for the one thing that's the most important to them is their lives. Amen. See, God has stepped in. Amen. He didn't have to, but God did. And I believe because of the Apostle Paul. God wasn't done with Apostle Paul yet. He still had great and mighty things that he wanted to do within his life and through his life. Amen. And by that, he extended mercy to the whole ship crew. Amen. God had gave them another chance to serve him. Amen. I have here in my notes. It says, we have to be able to experience God's mercy in our lives. We have been, God has turned our disobedience around and allowed us to have another chance to answer the call. That's a beautiful thing, amen. Because if we don't answer the calling of God, guess what the calling we're going to answer? The calling of the enemy, amen. You and I must learn from our mistakes and listen and obey God and the leaders have placed within our lives, amen. I heard a preaching from Papa Sonny not too long ago, and he said there, let our mistakes that we made give us wisdom, amen, to not make those same mistakes again, amen. In the things of God, when we come to serving God, we're going to make mistakes, amen. But we must not allow those mistakes to keep us down, amen. Like these men did in this portion of Scripture, they made a bad decision. They made a bad move to continue on that journey that the Apostle Paul warned them not to do, amen. But as we found out, God turned it around for the honor and glory of him, amen. And that's the same with you and I tonight, amen. Those that's watching tonight online, I can't see you personally, but God can. I don't know who you are and where you at, but God does. Amen. And if you find yourself tonight at a place where you don't want to be at, amen, you may be in a state of disobedience. You may be in a backsliding slate. I don't know. Amen. But I want to let you know you don't have to stay in that state tonight. Amen. Tonight the altar call will be made and you are going to be given an opportunity to turn it around for the honor and glory of God. Amen. I looked up the word mercy in the dictionary. The word mercy means forgiving, compassionate, withholding of the punishment or judgment of sins deserved. Amen. See, you and I don't deserve the mercy that God has upon our lives. Amen. We don't deserve to be forgiven, to have our sins wiped away. But God loves you and I so much that he will give us that mercy upon our lives. Amen. That's why it's very important for those that's logged on tonight, if you're going in the wrong direction, to humble yourselves and turn around before it's too late. Amen. Because there's a lot of people out there tonight that's lost and bound that God wants to use you and I to reach for his honor and glory. Can I get an amen, somebody? If we turn to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 22, the Bible reads, but Samuel replied, this was after King Saul was disobedient to the Lord's command. He's told him, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to his voice? Amen. Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice and submission is better than the offering the fat of rams. Amen. See, God knows where we're at tonight. Amen. And he's not holding a record of our wrongs. He understands we are not perfect, and we will make mistakes in our walk with God. Amen. But we have been given the opportunity to listen and obey the word of God that's been spoken tonight. Amen. If you truly want to turn things around, if you see yourself at a place where you know you shouldn't be, this is the opportunity to turn around and allow God to forgive you and to use your life to build his kingdom and to reach out those that are lost and bound. Amen. Listening and obeying God, it says that we are grateful for what God has done in our lives. It also says that we love him and we also trust him with our lives. Amen. But when we're doing the opposite, when we're disobedient, when we're not listening to God, it's saying that we're not grateful. It's saying that we don't love him and we don't trust him with our lives. Amen. I could truly say for a fact, I don't have no clue what I'm doing with my life. Amen. I can't trust myself with my life. I'm a wreck without God in my life. Amen. I have to trust in God because he knows what he's doing. Amen. And he's proven himself to me time and time and time again. Amen. And it's just why it should be easy for us to be obedient, but we're not living in a perfect world. Amen. I have here in my notes, it says, listening but not obeying the word of God is called religion. And we all know religion kills. Look to your neighbor and say, religion kills. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. At time to recognize Jesus through obedience, part two. Let me remind us of the meaning of the word recognize. Amen. That word means to remember, to own, know, admit, apprehend, acknowledge, and confess. Amen. The only way that you and I is going to be able to recognize Jesus through obedience is through obedience. Amen. Not wondering about it, if it don't make any sense, we don't understand it, amen, because we got to get past that mindset because we didn't understand things in the world, Amen. I didn't understand when I was smoking weed how to roll up a blunt in the beginning. Amen. But I continued to buy blunts by faith. And eventually I gained that understanding. That's why I don't want to hear that stuff. I tell myself, flow. God's going to bless my life. Even though I don't understand, I know this God that I'm serving is not going to lead me into the wrong direction. Amen. I have here, remembering God's word when it's time to be obedient should help us to be obedient. You know, Pastor Charlie and my leaders, and they want to see my life blessed. You know, when they tell me to do certain things, I know it's for my good. Amen. And I know that, you know, like I was saying, I never, ever had a problem with obeying a word that my shepherd gave me. But I was at that place where I wanted what I wanted. Amen. My thinking, I wanted to get a higher paying job because I wanted to get up my credit right and invest in real estate and all those things is good. God is saying, yeah, but what do my word says? First seek my kingdom and my righteousness, and I will add those things too. And now that I understand that, so now I'm very grateful where God has me at. Amen. As I get ready to bring it to a close this evening, let's go back to the book of Acts 27, verse 10. I want to reread that. Saying, the Apostle Paul speaking, men, I perceive, other meaning discern, that this voyage will be with injury and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives. Now let's go back to the same chapter 22 through verse 26, because that was the beginning when the Apostle Paul advised them not to take the trip. Amen. Now let's read this portion of scripture again. It says, but now I advise you to take courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God to whom I belong and who I serve. Saying, verse 24 reads, do not be afraid, Paul, you must stand before Caesar. And look, God has given you all those who sail with you. Verse 25 reads, therefore, men, take courage, for I believe God that it will be exactly as was told to me. Verse 26, nevertheless, we must be shipwrecked on a certain island. Amen. As I get ready to bring it to a close, as the worship team makes their way, tonight, my friend, we have to make a decision. Amen. God is doing all that he could do to keep you and I from going into a shipwreck. Amen. Just like we just read in that opening scripture, Acts 27:10, the Apostle Paul was giving him words of wisdom, advised him not to take that trip. Amen. Same thing that God is doing with you and I. He's advising us to not engage in that relationship. Amen. Not to do that thing that could lead you away from the calling of God. Amen. But as we saw in the scripture I just read, there's hope. Amen. There's mercy. Amen. If you find yourself in a place you don't want to be, my friend, cheer up tonight, because there's God's mercy upon our lives. Amen. There are a lot of things that's taking place in this end time world with this virus. Amen. With the government, a lot of dirty things has been revealed about this government. Amen. And the time is now, more than ever, to recognize our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I said that way because I'm serious about this. Amen. And God is as well. Too many of us is recognizing the wrong thing. The amount of money that job pays. Come on, somebody. That nice, shiny car. The clothes. Instead of recognizing the one thing that created all those things. Jesus Christ. Amen. But guess what, my friend? It takes humble pie. Come on, somebody. Pastor Ed Morales said in the preaching one time, praise the Lord, we got to eat humble pie, in all seriousness. We got to humble ourselves. Amen. Because one day, guess what? If we don't do it now, while God's mercy is still upon our lives, we're going to do it when it's too late. And when it's too late, ain't no telling God, I'm sorry, I didn't know. You're going to hear no words, depart from me, for I never knew you. If we all can stand to our feet tonight, those that's log on, those that's here tonight as well. But if we don't humble ourselves, my friend, you and I can end up losing our lives and be shipwrecked for all eternity. Amen. I'm very grateful that God turned things around in my life. Amen. I'm taking the opportunity now more than ever to answer the call. There's an opportunity that's opening here within Victory Arts Milwaukee. And not just for myself or many others, but we have to really want what God has for our life. Amen. So tonight, if you see yourself tonight at a place, like I was saying, where you don't like it, you're not answering the call of God, you made some bad decisions, and you may be doing something that God is not pleased with, He loves you. And He's going to give you the opportunity to repent and to cry to Him tonight, to ask Him for forgiveness and to get you back on the right track. Amen. So right there where you at, as the worship team plays, wherever the Lord has placed on their heart, let's take this time to cry out to God. Amen. And let the Lord Jesus Christ do what He wants to do within each and every one of our lives. Praise the Lord.